Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Welcome to this week's episode. Today we're in the planning part of the Plan Create Post on Instagram process, and I want to talk to you about crafting a perfect Instagram strategy. Firstly, I want to tell you why it's important to have a strategy on Instagram. An Instagram strategy provides a clear direction and purpose for your presence on Instagram. It helps you define your goals, target audience, and key messages, ensuring that your efforts are focused and aligned with your overall marketing objectives. Next, a strategy helps maintain consistency in your branding, content, and messaging. Consistency is crucial for building brand recognition and trust among your audience. It also helps establish a cohesive and professional image for your business. Also, with a strategy, you can create content that resonates with your target audience, encourages engagement, and drives meaningful interactions. By understanding your audience's interests and preferences, you can deliver content that they find valuable, increasing the likelihood of likes, comments, shares, and followers. Moreover, a strategy helps optimize your resources, including time, budget, and manpower. It allows you to prioritize activities that yield the best results and avoid wasting resources on ineffective tactics. This is particularly important for small businesses with limited resources. Next, having a strategy enables you to track and measure your Instagram efforts. You can monitor key metrics like follower growth, engagement rate, website traffic, conversions, the most successful content, and more. This data allows you to evaluate the success of your strategy, make data-driven decisions, and refine your approach over time. Furthermore, Instagram is a dynamic platform that regularly introduces new features, algorithms, and trends. So having a strategy helps you adapt to these changes and stay ahead of the competition. It allows you to experiment, learn, and adjust your approach based on evolving best practices and user behavior. Lastly, a well-defined strategy can help you maximize the return on investment, or ROI, from your Instagram efforts. So when you align your activities with your goals, targeting the right audience and measuring your results, you can identify what works best for your business and allocate resources accordingly. In summary, an Instagram strategy provides structure, focus, and guidance for your marketing efforts on the platform. It helps you build a strong presence, engage your audience effectively, and achieve your marketing objectives. So what does a good Instagram strategy contain? Firstly, the most important thing and the thing that should be done before everything else is setting clear goals. You should define the purpose of your Instagram presence. Whether it is to increase brand awareness, drive website traffic, generate leads, or engage with your audience, you should definitely define your goals clearly that will guide your strategy later. So here are some questions you should ask yourself when setting your goals. Why am I on Instagram? What am I trying to do or achieve? What is the purpose of my Instagram profile? Where do I want to be in 3, 6, or 12 months? Next is the target audience. This is another crucial part of your strategy. Understand your target audience's demographics, interests, and behaviors. This knowledge will help you tailor your content and messaging to resonate with your audience and attract the right followers. Here are some questions you should ask yourself to establish your target audience. Who would benefit from my products or services the most? Who am I talking to? How old are these people? What do they do? Are they even on Instagram? If they're not, you might not want to be there either. The next thing is branding. This should definitely be in your Instagram strategy as well. Consistent branding, to be more exact. So establish a consistent visual identity for Instagram account, including your colors, fonts, and overall style. This helps create a cohesive and recognizable brand presence. So you should pick 3 to 5 colors and about 3 fonts that you will use throughout your content. Once your content pops on someone's feed, They should know that this is your post, not someone else's. So here are some questions to ask yourself. Are my colors used consistently? Do these colors go with each other? Is my style all over the place? Would I stop the scroll and take a look at my own content if it popped in my feed? The next thing is your content strategy. So content strategy is a part of the overall Instagram strategy. This is definitely a topic on its own, and I have to mention it here, but I will definitely create another episode solely on content strategy. So you should definitely create high quality and visually appealing content that is relevant and interesting to your target audience. Use a mix of photos, videos, stories, and captions to engage your followers and encourage them to interact with your posts. So you should have reels, posts, single posts, carousels, stories. They all are a part of the content strategy. Ask yourself these questions right now. Am I using different types of content? Would my content be worth saving or sharing? Am I providing value in terms of education, inspiration, entertainment, or motivation? Would I interact with this piece of content? While I already talked about using hashtags on Instagram, a hashtag strategy is definitely something that should be included in your Instagram strategy. Research and use relevant hashtags that align with your content and your target audience. Hashtags help increase discoverability and reach on Instagram. They are not dead. If you want to learn more about using hashtags, listen to episode 3 of this podcast. But here are some questions to ask yourself. Am I using relevant hashtags? How many hashtags am I using? And the answer should be as close to 30 as possible. Am I using big hashtags, over 1 million? And the answer should be no. Are my hashtags driving traffic? If not, it's time to change some things. You may have noticed that people talk about consistency on Instagram a lot. While it may sound like they're talking just to talk, it's still important to have a consistent posting schedule. This is definitely part of the content strategy, but hear me out. So you should determine a regular posting schedule that suits your audience and then stick to it. Consistency is key to maintaining engagement and growing your following. Consistency is definitely the key on Instagram, and it doesn't mean posting every single day. It means posting consistently, even if it's only once a week. So ask yourself this, what can I sustain? Am I able to keep up with my current posting schedule for the next 6 months? Would I be able to do more than I currently do? Or should I do less than I currently do? This is how you come up with your schedule. Engagement strategy is another huge part of your Instagram strategy. Instagram is still a social media platform, which means that it's important to be social. I also talked about engagement strategies already, so if you've missed that episode, it's episode 10. Make sure you give it a listen. However, the gist of it is actively engage with your audience by responding to comments, liking, and commenting on other users' posts, and participate in relevant conversations. Building relationships with your followers helps foster a sense of community and loyalty. If you can do that for only 15 minutes a day, that's okay. Just remember, the more you do it, the more engagement you'll get back. Also, join my engagement challenge. It will for sure help your engagement rate a lot. It helped me get 2.5% engagement rate more than before joining the challenge. So do that and see your engagement go up. But ask yourself this. Who are the leaders in my industry? How much time can I take every day and engage with others? When was the last time I engaged with people on Instagram? Is my engagement low or dropping? If so, it might be time to start changing some things. The next thing is not really applicable to everyone, and not everyone wants to do this, but it is a big part of many businesses' strategies. I'm talking about influencer partnerships. Collaborate with influencers or relevant accounts in your industry to expand your reach and then tap into their engaged audience. Choose influencers whose values align with your brand to ensure authenticity. If you have a product that you want more eyeballs on, this is definitely something to consider. Influencers, big or small, even micro, have a great way of helping you reach more people with your offer. However, make sure you never ask influencers to do something for free. Exposure doesn't pay the bills. So ask yourself this: how much money am I willing to spend on influencer marketing? Who would be an ideal influencer for my business? What do I expect from the influencers promoting my business? While Instagram stories are part of content strategy, they do deserve a separate spot in this episode. Why? Because they're a very powerful tool for selling on Instagram. Take advantage of Instagram stories to share behind-the-scenes content, sneak peeks, polls, Q&As, and other interactive features. Stories provide a more casual and immediate way to connect with your audience. What's great about stories is that you don't have to stick to your content pillars. You can talk about different things. You can show your breakfast or your dog. You can sell your offer. I will definitely talk about Instagram stories in one of the future episodes, but here are some questions to ask yourself. When was the last time I posted a story that wasn't just my latest post share? Am I using stories to connect with my followers? Am I using different stickers to interact with my followers? When was the last time I talked about my offer in my stories? The final, but probably one of the most important parts of the Instagram strategy, is the performance analysis. Regularly analyze your Instagram insights and metrics to track the performance of your posts, understand what content resonates with your audience, and make data-driven decisions to optimize your strategy. Yes, your strategy is not a done deal. It's a work in progress. So once you create your strategy, never think you're done with it. It's just a starting point. That's why it's so important to measure your results. Listen to my episode number 5, Tracking Insights, to learn a lot more about them. But here are some questions to work on this part of your strategy. What content performed the best in the last 6, 12, or 24 months? Why did it perform well? What content got me the most follows, saves, shares, or interactions? Is my reach or engagement down recently? Am I doing anything to bring it back up? Remember, an effective Instagram strategy is tailored to your brand, target audience, and specific goals. It should evolve and adapt based on audience feedback, platform updates, and emerging trends. If you've answered all of my questions, you should have a great starting point for creating your Instagram strategy. However, if you need more help with it, here are a couple of things that I can do for you. Number one is my Insta Game Plan service, where I help you create your Instagram strategy, and we will have a one-hour call where we discuss all your goals, expectations, and availability. And then based on your input, I will create a strategy for you. And then we will have another call where I explain everything and tell you how you can implement the strategy for optimal results. The second one, which is brand new, nobody doesn't know about it yet. So it is called the Instacraft Academy. It's a 5-hour Instagram strategy coaching. So in just 5 power-packed hours, I will guide you through crafting the perfect strategy that aligns with your business goals. So learn how to engage your audience, drive growth, and convert followers into customers. You'll gain the skills to adapt and then thrive on Instagram for the long haul, and you will never need another person to help you create another strategy again. If you're interested in any of these services, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram or an email, and links to everything will be in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.